Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it ain't your first time watching, go ahead and like the button.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Crunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm excited to be back here on another Sunday. And listen, the Friday stream, my apologies with the technical difficulties. I had a different microphone, and for whatever reason, the laptop wouldn't read the microphone, so that messed up the whole audio, and it was still a good episode, though. But anyway, we back here, back in my element, you know, back to what we know, back to all my buttons.
Nope.
And they sound like they're working just fine. If y'all can't hear the buttons, let me know.
What?
But I think y'all can hear them. But anyway, man, if this is your first time watching, make sure you hit the like button. And you probably wonder why I need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with a chain on, with a big corny Less Crunches, More Crunches shirt on, and some sunglasses on. Why I need to hit the like button for him? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The coolest fitness podcast out, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. Your favorite fitness podcaster, he took off Memorial Day. Your favorite podcaster took off Memorial Day. Your favorite trainer took off Memorial Day, but I didn't. If you're a returner, hit that like button. And if you playback gang, you absolutely need to hit the like button. And listen, before we get this episode started and we getting these comments, listen, man, you know you're telling the truth and you know you're cooking people.
Let him cook.
When they start throwing personal insults. They said I look 40 years old.
Nope.
They said I'm DL.
Nope.
Because I told them they weigh too much.
Nope.
What else they say? They said, I can't repeat that. But they said a lot of stuff. But just know, we out here doing the right thing. We out here telling the truth. And we don't sugarcoat things here. And we not babying nobody. And we not calling nobody. And that's just what it is. So with all that being said, let's get this episode started.
Dom DeMarco.
What up, Wicked Scorpion? What up, Jennifer? KG went to the gym twice to make up for the burgers and dogs. Hey, I need to go to the gym twice myself. Ninjas love throwing out grade school insults when you present facts that they don't want to hear. Absolutely, man. And listen, we're going to get this episode started. This is going to be a crazy episode today. First thing we got, man. Hey, listen. If you're going to go on the trampoline and play with the kids, you better not be a big back.
Big back activity.
If you're going to go on the trampoline and play with the kids, you better not be a big back.
Big back activity.
If you don't know why, I'm about to show you why. Let's check it out. 1 second.
Pete, get your hands out of the kid trampoline. Y'all better get out of there. She going to break me.
Oh, man.
We need the ambulance.
Oh, man.
He about to go cry.
Dang, the poor kids.
He about to go cry. Peach. Godly, look out.
That's selfish as hell.
She thinking about a cheeseburger right now.
He said she thinking about what right now?
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Is that a barbecue?
It's barbecue in there.
She's gonna break that motherfucker. Look at it. Roll low. Roll nigga there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, man.
Oh brother, this guy.
We gotta look at that one more time.
Hands out them kids trampoline. Y'all better get out of there. She gonna break. Oh no.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Listen, man. First of all, you know damn well you too big to be jumping. You don't ever jump. So I don't know why you're trying to take the kid's toy away and mess up the kid's party.
Nope.
And you know you just ate 3 cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And you ate the fried chicken.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye's.
Before you got on the trampoline, so you know you 5, 10, 15 pounds heavier than when you woke up this morning. And you had the nerve to get on there and think that you could jump. Black people don't want to mature and they want to act like children.
I'm not going to say what race.
Shit getting crazy out here, man. Listen, dog. You know you weigh too much. You know you got up in the mirror. You didn't like what you saw.
Big back activity.
You know your habits been terrible. You know you don't even have a gym membership.
What?
You ain't even got the 1099 Planet Fitness membership.
What?
And you think you could get on the daggone trampoline. But you won't get on the treadmill. What the hell is wrong with people, man? Let them kids have fun. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And you know I'm cooking y'all already. We ain't going to spend too much time on that video. Because we got a lot to talk about today, man. Where we at? I've been eating like a fat boy for the past 3 days. The gym will waste tomorrow. Hey, it happens, bro. Just as long as you get back on track. I'm going to the gym tomorrow morning to meet with my new personal trainer. Let's get it. Jennifer said, uh-oh. Ruined the kid's trampoline. Oh, Tony Scorpio, what up, bro? Ruined the kid's trampoline because she made consistent poor eating decisions, man. She knows she was eating greens, beans, tomatoes, potatoes.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, hog, dog, chicken, turkeys, rabbit. You name
it! How did that land well get on the trampoline? That's a great question. She must have had some help. Trampoline should have a weight limit. The fact someone told her that she was going to break it and she kept jumping. Crazy. She do not care.
We do not care.
Super selfish.
Why ain't no weight, boy?
She thinks they laughing with her, but they laughing at her. That behemoth had no bunnies on that trampoline. She ruined their childhood. And she don't care.
We do not care.
Ridiculous, man. Let's keep it going. What we got next, man? Oh, we have obesity is a disability. So we have so on this show we have a lot of words we've discovered through this obesity crisis. We have feederism.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink.
What else
like
we have?
Like a sexual kink.
We have feederism as a sexual kink. We have diets don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
We have white people are the reason I'm fat.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
So to add to that list, now we have obesity is a disability. Let's see what this bucko has to say about it.
Disability hot take is that the whole not letting my illness stop me mentality, that's...
Illness. So it's an illness too.
So big in the chronic illness community right now is not it. Like, it's straight up ableism.
And it's ableism. Not sure what that means. Anybody know what ableism means?
Like, this shouldn't even count as a hot take. I just want to give all those little baby spoonies a little hug and a big course in disability justice and anti-
Disability justice.
Ableism. You can be disabled by your disability, and that doesn't diminish your power. It only makes you stronger that you accept it as part of yourself.
What?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
What are we talking about here? I mean, it's just so crazy to me how the science is out there. Caloric surplus, sedentary lifestyle, you're not building muscle, you're not increasing your metabolism. We got all this stuff out there, and we keep coming up with words to cater to these folks and make them feel better about themselves. This shit is crazy. I mean, I know it's bad, but can it get worse? I thought we saw the worst of the worst. It's a new word every 2 months. They got a word out.
Disability hot take is that the whole not letting my illness stop me mentality, that's so big in the chronic illness community, right?
Chronic illness community.
Big back activity.
Right now is not it. Like, it's straight up ableism.
What the fuck is ableism? What are we talking about?
This shouldn't even count as a hot take. I just want to give all those little baby spoonies a little hug and a big course in disability justice and anti-ableism. You can be disabled by your disability, and that doesn't diminish your power. It only makes you stronger, that you accept it as part of yourself.
Yeah, I don't like this. It's Sunday, so we need to say a prayer for these big backs. Lord, we ask that you help these big backs. We ask that you help them come to their senses. Develop some common sense. Get a gym membership. And stop making up terms. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Because this is getting ridiculous. Just when you think it can't get any worse, man. Where we at in these comments, man? Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, too. You know, fat people, I wish I had that button.
You know, black people.
No.
Obesity isn't a disability. It's a sign of mental illness and weakness.
Let him cook.
That you, but if you say that nowadays, they're going to cancel you. You eat yourself to oblivion, and it's a disability. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Oh, no. Another obese pronoun with glasses giving out advice.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That's it. You already know she smells, and not like a woman's typical B.O., but just plain old chunk funk. Oh, brother. That's crazy. I bet where she works at, you can smell her before you see her. That's possible. Why does her hair color coordinate so perfect with her wardrobe? It's unclear. Oh, brother, this girl stinks. Oh, guy, girl.
Disability.
This guy stinks!
We don't know her pronouns. Let's check her pronouns.
Is that the whole not letting...
Is this he, she, they, them? What, you guys let me know in the comments. I can't tell. I don't want to be disrespectful and say the wrong pronouns. They cancel podcasts for that, so I don't want to be the next podcast to get canceled. But I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button. They gonna clip this joint up. Yeah, see Marty, man. He misgendering people on his podcast. The guy's an asshole. He doesn't care. He's sexist. He's racist. Nope. He's a coon.
Nope.
He's DL.
Nope.
Everything. It is what it is, man. But listen. Oh, we have another one. So we have obesity is a disability. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And we have the Association of Advanced Fat Acceptance.
What?
Yeah. The National Association of Advanced Fat Acceptance. I said that correctly.
Oh, brother. Yep.
She's a huge she. She's a very huge she. So let's see what the National Association of Advanced Fat Acceptance is. I think y'all will like this one. Y'all might actually agree with it. Y'all might support it. Y'all could donate to them too.
Hey y'all, I'm Tigris. I'm the Executive Director of NAFA, the National Association of Advanced Fat Acceptance. And I'm on my way to Minneapolis.
Okay.
To tell the Minneapolis City Council why they should vote yes on Bill 0563, which will add height and weight to protected classes under their city's civil rights code.
Okay, civil rights for people with a certain height and weight. Think before we continue, think about civil rights. The civil rights movement was, you know, was about black people. Terrible things were happening to black people. There was segregation. People were treated unfairly. You know, the different water fountains, different bathrooms. You couldn't go to school with white people. Civil rights movement was pretty serious. Pretty important movement. So now we got civil rights movement for gluttons. Civil rights movement for people that's eating too much Popeyes.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Eating too much Wendy's and Burger King.
It's Wendy's. It's Burger King.
Spending too much time at the barbecue.
It's barbecue.
As soon as they see some food, they say it gotta eat.
It gotta eat.
So now we got a civil rights movement for them. Let's keep it going.
I'm going to tell them all about why all of our supporters in Minneapolis and beyond absolutely want to see them pass this bill and set precedent for other cities.
That's crazy.
And of course, I'm on my way there on Southwest because of their customer size policy and because Southwest has been one of my favorite airlines for...
So you fly Southwest because of their customer size policy. Now, we talked about this a while ago, just to briefly touch on that. Just that's like the seatbelt extenders and Southwest. I think they give an extra free seat if you're like over a certain amount of weight. Let's see what else she says about that. A
couple decades now. But I'm also, as I have been for months, quite concerned about the future of the customer of size policy. For the first time, we are hearing from folks that they are being told by gate agents that this policy is going to be changing.
Good. The policy needs to change. We gotta stop catering to these unhealthy people who don't take initiative, right? Who don't put effort in to live a better life.
But no one's getting specific details. People are getting mixed messages. People are getting mixed stories. Let us know in the comments what you've been hearing, and make sure you stop by our website, nasa.org/southwest, to sign our petition to Southwest to let them know we want them to prioritize keeping the customer of size policy effective.
Yeah, this country's cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I mean, this country is cooked. I mean, we cater to so much bullshit. We let so much stuff slide, and then when the result is Big Back, right? When the result is, and I could go a couple different directions here, but I'm going to keep it fitness today because I don't feel like triggering nobody and pissing people off. But you get the result of something, catering to it, not addressing the issue, not being real about it, and then you get mad about it. People are sick of this shit, man. People are sick of being catering to these big back folks. And I'm sure, you know, not trying to get political here, but I'm sure some tax dollars going to it too. I'm pretty sure our tax dollars is going to some of that bullshit. All right, I don't care. Call me what you want, but that's ridiculous. All right, you got men and women out here, people with kids, people hardworking, one job, two jobs, got the business. They working, they're hard as hell to keep themselves together. And they tax dollars is going to this bullshit. It's getting crazy out here, man. Getting ridiculous. And it's only going to get worse. It ain't getting no better. But this right here is crazy, man.
Hey, y'all. I'm Tigray.
Oh, my bad. We're not going to watch the whole thing.
National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance. And I'm on my way to Minneapolis.
I just want to hear this first part again.
To tell the Minneapolis City Council why they should vote yes on Bill 0563, which will add height and weight to protected classes under their city's civil rights code.
So protected classes under their city civil rights code. So what is it? Is it a crime if you say something to them? You know, I'll probably have to do some more research on this. Are you not able to, you go to doctor's office, are they not able to get their weight taken? Like, what does this consist of? Whatever it is, it's some straight bullshit. Bullshit? It's straight bullshit for sure. And it's probably centered around not telling them the truth, making them feel better about themselves, encourage them to continue the big back habits, right? Because, you know, big back business is billion-dollar business, right? Keep them big back companies, keep that money flowing in. They get sick, and the medicine, big pharma, they get in that bag. And I ain't mad at them for it. I'm not mad at them for it. Listen, if you want to play that game, go play that game and keep them rich. They pretty smart for taking full advantage of your big back ass.
Big back activity.
And if I was on that side, I'd take advantage of it too.
Big back activity.
So, this is getting crazy, man. Crazy. And people be mad at me for speaking up on it, talking about I need to mind my business. Ridiculous. God forbid I help one person in this situation, you know, change somebody's mindset, change somebody's attitude towards it. But I'm the bad guy. And the bad guy's killing y'all on this episode. Let's get in these comments. We cooking today. Yeah, we cooking today. Where we at? People want to be oppressed, enslaved, and disabled so they're to their poor choices. Yep. I'm starting to realize that. It's like people don't have like shit going on in their real life.
Nope.
So they need something to feel special, to make them feel empowered. And this big back shit is just another one of those
big
things.
Big back activity.
That's all that is. You can change your weight, can't change your race. I don't get why they think it's the same. It's insulting, especially to the older generation that lived through it. Exactly. It's very insulting, especially if you're one of these black fat backs.
Big back activity.
I mean, they're comparing your laziness to stuff that your ancestors had to go through in this country. It's like some real shit that was out of their control. They had to fight. Yeah, it's only fighting for potato chips. You fighting for Doritos and burritos combo.
Nope.
It's getting crazy out here. Yes, get rid of that policy. Absolutely. As a black man in this country, I don't give a fuck if they get offended. Black folks have been offended for years, so this fat movement can miss me with the bullshit. Yo, it's I'm not gonna go crazy here, but it seems like black people support things that are detriment to the community.
I'm not gonna say what race, what we
just gonna talk about the obesity movement and the whole thick situation, and we're gonna talk about it today. We're gonna talk about that today. But black people support some of the most detrimental shit, and it's setting us back for decades. For centuries. At this point, it's cooked. It's cooked. It's only going to get worse. It's going to be a whole bunch of fat black kids. By the time I'm like in my 50s, this shit going to be crazy. They're gonna, I'm going to have to shut the podcast down. Michael Menifee said,
what?
That's what I said, brother. She's wearing it like she isn't breathing heavily with it on. Facts. Do they understand weight matters in the aviation field? Bro. And that's just it. You can't even bring up facts, and you can't even bring up safety hazards. You can't bring up a safety hazard to make them feel better about themselves. It's crazy, man. I got some serious black fatigue for these ninjas, especially the fat, ignorant people.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Man, yo, black fatigue is real, man. Hey, look, keep it 100, y'all. Ninjas done had black fatigue for about 20 years.
You know,
black me know. I'm 32. They just had black fatigue when I was 12.
You know,
black, black, you know what I'm saying? We you know, if we had it, white people been had black fatigue.
You know, black me
and you
know.
Can call me what you want. You call me racist or coon or whatever. I don't care. It is what it is. Also, I think only we can win the argument with big backs. It's by waiting, Unc. Yeah. I mean, you right. They know they don't care. They stupid as fuck. Facts. That's why I'm rather standoffish around certain black people. If you know, you know. Oh, we know. Oh, yeah, we know.
I'm not going to say race, what people.
They love taking resources from people with actual disabilities that need help. Big facts. HVAC, man. What up, big dog?
Big back activity.
Gen X was the guinea pigs for this mess. I'm glad the millennials, Gen Z, and Alpha are fighting back against this mess. I will say that Gen X, a little bit of boomers too, probably, maybe, or maybe, nah, I guess it is Gen X, but Gen X fucked up a lot of shit. And Gen X, all them simps in Gen X too fucked up a lot of shit.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Big Spider in the building, Marty, why you let Ron Clark press you out about your snow bunny?
Yo,
you gotta chill, bro. Yo, you gotta chill. Talking about I look like RG3. Seth, what's good, man? Siobhan, yo, what's going on, Siobhan? I was just gonna make the same joke. See, here y'all go, man, with these RG3 jokes, man. Y'all gotta chill with that. I seen a lot of fat black kids with their fat mothers huffing and puffing and complaining about everything in real life. Yeah, I definitely saw like a it was just the overweight mom and her fat kid. They was getting ice cream together. I'm like, that boy don't stand a chance, man. He don't stand a chance. So SAG, what up, bro? Ninjas had big back fatigue forever.
Big back
fatigue. Oh, yeah,
activity.
For sure. They can call me Uncle Tom, Coon, pandering to white people. I don't care either, yeah. Yeah, I had posted something a few weeks back. And one of my friends hit me. Like, one, you know, a good friend was like, yo, stop tap dancing for white people. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about, dog? Like, it's crazy, man. I tell you this, if I'm on a plane and we have to evacuate, I'm stepping on that big back if they block the aisle, not going to die because of they fat ass. I'm with you on that. I have struggle fatigue, tired of LGBTQ and fat agenda pushing compared to black people in our history. Yeah, man, I saw something despicable, you know, similar to what you just said, Mark Rose, on Twitter. And, black people are cooked, man.
I'm not going to say what race, what we're people cooked.
We're cooked, man. It's crazy. The younger boomers / younger Gen X were the culprits for the BS now. The older boomers are not going to be about that BS.
Nope.
A ninja told me Kaiser Gonsrick was skin and bones. She's a professional basketball player in great shape. The community is cooked. She's a pretty girl, bro. What the fuck? She look good. She looks, bro. Yeah, community's cooked.
I'm not going to say
that's crazy.
What race, what people.
Y'all stupid, bro. Black fatigue is a real thing. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all today, man. What we got next, man? We got, oh, listen, this right here, bruh.
What?
Bruh, fellas. Fellas, don't get fooled out here.
What?
Fellas, don't get fooled out here. These women out here wearing these leggings and tight clothes.
What?
Tucking their bellies in.
What?
Be careful, what is going to happen. Disclaimer, if you have your kids around or if you're eating, just be prepared. I'm giving you the warning. Kids or eating, be prepared, all right? I don't say I ain't warned y'all. This is getting crazy out here.
Guide the Ruffalicious Leggings by Halara. You are missing out. It turns my saggy rump.
So you see she has the excess skin. You know, she probably lost a lot of weight. Let's see what happens next.
Something that is just absolutely amazing and out of this world. That I don't even recognize it. It almost makes me cry every single time.
Now, you know y'all thirsty ninjas would have fell for that. You know y'all thirsty ninjas would have been right there in her DM.
Like, is that behind me? Is that my Rumpelicious Rumpa hair? I freaking love these. They also have an amazing...
Bruh. It's cooked out here. Fellas, don't get got out here.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Fellas, don't get got out here.
The Rumpelicious Leggings by Halara.
Look at that. Look at all of that, and then look what it turned into.
You are missing out. It turns my saggy rump into something that is just absolutely...
Look at her butt now. Look, she's put her arm there, and it just folded.
Amazing.
Come on, now. Come on, man.
It almost makes me cry every single time, because I'm like, is that behind me? Is that my...
Man, come on, y'all.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Come on, man. She would have definitely catfished all y'all ninjas on this podcast. All y'all ninjas on the podcast would have been talking about, damn, Unk, that's good milk right there. I'm a milkman, Unk.
Nope.
Ain't nothing wrong with dating interracial, Unk.
Nope.
She would have got all y'all ninjas. All of y'all ninjas would have been going for that. Unk, she clearly go to the gym. Unk, she clearly don't skip leg day.
Nope.
She would have got all of y'all.
Stretchy, so freaking good.
And ladies, if you find yourself doing this, we got to do some talking. We got to build some muscle. We got to maybe get skin removal surgery. Maybe we got to drop some body fat. We got to do something if y'all out here shapewear fishing.
Nope.
Leggings fishing.
Nope.
Tight clothes fishing.
Nope.
Hiding the belly deli fishing.
Belly deli?
Out here, ladies. We got to get it together. But like I said, she would have got a lot of y'all fellas in her DM. Some of y'all simps would have paid a bill. Sent some money for her kids' lunch. Sent some money for the kids' haircut. Y'all would have done all that, man. But listen, that I think that right there is crazy. In an era where we have all this fat acceptance and all this fat encouragement, at the same time, people trying to hide that shit. You out here, oh, it's okay to be big, it's okay to be fat, but then you trying to hide the fupa?
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
Well, which side of the coin, what y'all on? What we doing out here, man? That right there is ridiculous. I'm not a fan of it, and I'm killing y'all in this episode. She getting crazy out here. L. Bentley said, diabolical facts. You know she smells. Lord have mercy. Simps are going to eat that one up. They definitely are.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
But they going to tell her it's slim thick. Did she lose a lot of weight and have loose skin? Either way, I don't care. That fishing is crazy. Siobhan laughing. I was watching some Big Back Grays at the Sugar Rush Festival today. Oh, man. I bet Spider-Man's gooning to this, Unc. Spider-Mo crazy. The unwrapping gonna get serious. It's gonna be a ninja man at that unwrapping. But he's still gonna lay down with her.
Nope.
Atrocious video. These men shaping weirds are just as bad. Yep. Jenny gotta get a girl. Just stop saying rump. Yeah, my rump. See my rump? What the stuffing, popping fresh biscuits is that? She did more magic trick than Houdini. At least she lost weight, but damn, twice the skin of a regular person. Shape fishing. See, Marty, she might have got a second look, but she still looked like an HR coordinator in the face. There's a way she could have avoided that, Marty. That's what I'm thinking that, too. But sometimes you get to a point where your body is just so destroyed that it doesn't even matter, you know. So, hey, man. So I made a post the other day. Oh, make sure you hit the like button. I made a post the other day where I basically said, you know, most women should not be 200 pounds. I clearly in the post said some exceptions, but of course people got mad.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I said there's exceptions to being 200 pounds, and there ain't many of them. And the majority of women over 200 pounds are not, they don't fit these exceptions. So people were mad. So let's check out the post real quick. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And we're going to do some comment surfing, man. Let's get it.
How are y'all girls getting to 200 plus pounds? Y'all only 5'5".
All right, Big Back Band is about to be mad at me. There's no need to be 200 pounds unless you're doing shot put, you are a professional athlete, or you are one of the exceptions of the fit girls that's actually fit thick, that actually work out on a regular, that actually eat clean with a bomb body, and it looks a certain way, and you 200 plus. Outside of that, it's no need to be 200 plus.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Some of the top wide receivers in the world and some of the other top athletes, some of the top NBA players in the world ain't even 200. And those are contact sports. I don't care what dude is telling you that he likes you 200. That's fine. But most of y'all are what, 5'7 and under, 5'5 and under? That's a lot.
5'3 and under, 200 pounds.
A lot of weight on your joints. And I'm telling you, it's probably a lot of visceral fat there, and it ain't good for your heart health. I'm just keeping it 100. And yes, I understand certain things.
All right, y'all get the point of it. I'm talking too much. But here, we're going to take a look through the comments. It's the comments all over the place, man. Speaking facts, what them eating habits looking like in the gym 200 days straight. Like this girl here, she says she's six feet tall, 204 pounds. She one of the exceptions I was talking about. Okay, it's a lot of nakedness on her page. I don't know what the hell going on there, but she's a fit woman. Then you go down here, you got this woman here, 5'9", 240. My ideal weight is 220. Y'all see the names? Y'all can go check these pages for yourself. Her, I don't know about that one. Yeah, that's a lot of weight at 5'9 for a man. So for a woman, that's even crazier. A lot of people were agreeing. We got some upset people. I'm trying to find the upset people. Shout out Coach Greg Adams for the comment. Here we go. This girl, DJ Annual, she usually agrees with me, but she says Kathy Drayton, who you can see right here. Hold on. Kathy's page should pop up. I don't know. It just popped up for a second. Oh, no, that was her page. Well, go to Kathy Drayton's page. It's 200 pounds. You know, I usually agree with you, but body mass index proportion and the amount of visceral body fat you have plays a big role in your body composition. Kathy Drayton is probably one of the best 200-pound-looking girl. I didn't mean to press that. As far as, like, a gym body, she's fire. So, clearly, I've mentioned in the exceptions that Kathy Drayton wouldn't be in this. Why are you in here bitching? Y'all need to stop making up these rules for women that aren't grounded in real biology or science. There is no specific weight that woman should be.
We do not care.
And this woman here, nothing against her. She cool. She would lose her mind if she was 200 pounds. It'd be the women who would lose their damn mind if they woke up 200 pounds one day caping for this shit. Ladies, be careful listening to it. Where the haters comments at? It was a whole bunch of haters in here. Now I can't find the haters comments. Let's see. Nope. It's showing all the positive comments. Come on, algorithm. We're going to find one. But yeah, you see, they aren't going to like you for saying this. Maybe people deleted their comments. Because I was cooking them in the comments. I think some people deleted their shit. Because they was getting cooked. Where that one girl at that was talking crazy? Anyway, if I can't find it, we're going to have to keep it moving. Yeah, we're going to have to keep it moving because I ain't got all day to find these. I thought they would pop up. Oh, here we go. What's this? Stress eating, number one silent killer, while women are triggered in the comment section. Yeah, where the triggered women at? Let's cook their ass. Hold on, y'all. I'm not giving up yet. Nate, make sure y'all hit the like button while I find these damn comments. This is an opinion only tall men are allowed to have. Here we go. Here we go.
Brother, this guy stinks!
Here we go. They starting to pop up now. So tall women don't exist? See, here they go bitching. Here they go. So tall. So tall means you got to be over 200. Got it. I don't think you should be talking about women's bodies. Some women have PCOS. PCOS doesn't mean be 200 fucking pounds. Some have stress in their life. Stress in your life doesn't mean be 200 fucking pounds. others fall into depression. Depression doesn't mean be 200 fucking pounds. Nope. Also remember, height plays a factor as well. For someone that is a fitness coach, I don't think you should be bashing women. Oh, brother. Oh, my God.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Y'all heard the post and y'all heard the tone of my voice. I didn't say anything demeaning or disrespectful. I do stuff like this on purpose. I like to mix it up. But this one is a sensitive topic, so I purposely didn't have a certain tone. Let's see what we got. Again, most people go to the gym to get laid, not to take better care of themselves. That's off the wall. Most men aren't getting to 200. That's facts. They don't care, bro. The laziest women in history. That's crazy. I got some more haters in here. Oh, here we go. Worry about your damn self. 200-pound women aren't worried about you. Why are you in their business? How are you an old man? There's the old man. Talking about weight on women. Go worry about why number one killing of pregnant women is their partners. So here we go. We highlight something about women. Now we got to put men in a bad light. You don't even check my page to see if I talk about men as well, because I clearly do, and I probably go harder on the men than I do with the women.
Nope.
But now men are bad. Now men are unaliving women.
Nope.
With their sperm. All right. So, let's see. I did respond to her. Oh, yeah. This is a gym girl. Let's see her. See, you can't really see her page, but she's here caping for 200-pound women, and you see she's a smaller girl and probably would lose her mind if she was 200 pounds. And then I cooked her in the comments. We ain't going to go through all that. Where we at? Big back whale trend got to go. That's crazy. Nah, but a lot of people were actually agreeing with me on here. I was trying to look for the hater comments. There's a whole bunch of them. But anyway, y'all get the point. Listen. Ladies, you got to be careful who you listen to, especially if if you have a 200-pound woman who's super fit, which I'm about to actually show you an example of, right? She lives a certain lifestyle. She's knowledgeable, right? You can learn some things from her. If she's preaching it, then cool. You want to listen to her, that's cool. Like I said, I'm about to show you an example in a second. But y'all listening to these skinny chicks that ain't been over 150, 160 pounds in their life. They've been active their whole life.
Nope.
They telling you to stay 200. And they wouldn't dare get to 200. What kind of sense did that fucking make?
Nope.
Don't make sense. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. If a girl is 200, I expect her to be 5'10 and taller athlete. But at 5'5 below?
Nope.
I mean, that makes sense. A 200-pound woman built like a volleyball player or a softball player. Exactly. And that's not most of these women, that's 200. I got called fatphobic for saying 200 was too much for a woman. These same women said in the same breath they couldn't be with a fat man. It's fucking crazy. Fatphobia isn't a thing when it comes to men, I guess. Nope. Mr. Thomas, fat acceptance don't count for straight men. Hey, yo. That's facts, though. A woman is 5'3 and 200 pounds, disgusting. And I seen it. But listen, That shit is a thing. I seen it as a trainer, bro. I had a shorty with trainer with me. 4'11". 203.
Nope.
No cap.
Stop the cap.
And I can say some more, but I don't want y'all to figure out who I'm talking about. But yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous, bro. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. You got women under 200 pounds who have PCOS. Why is it when we try to hold women accountable, why is it considered misogynistic hating women and not liking women?
Nope.
And unfortunately, you know, and if this is your first time watching, I'd give men the same exact smoke, if not worse. But unfortunately, this is why women are the most obese.
Nope.
Because they're not going to listen to straight men. And straight women, you know, most of them are going to lie to them.
Nope.
And then the small amount of straight women that keep it real and tell them the truth, they're going to call them a pick-me.
Nope.
They're going to call them a pick-me-sha.
What?
And then not listen. So that's why women are so obese right now, especially in a certain community. I'm not going to say what community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
She's using a red herring talking about domestic violence. Who cares? Just idiotic, man. They want people to mind their business, but they want free health care. Facts. Make it make sense. Man, I'm trying to make sense of it. Heart disease kills way more black women than black men do, but... I had somebody come on my page, like, talking about... what they say? Black men are killing black women at high rates. I said, how many black women you know got killed by black men? Multiple. How many? Exactly. Shut up. You just made that shit up. Shut up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And take one of these, too. And get off my page with that bullshit. Let's keep it going. It's crazy. Men can get criticized by everyone, but as soon as we start asking women to be accountable, it's an issue. Absolutely. 200, she got to be in the NBA and play center. She got to be... She got to be boxing out Angel Reese from trying to get rebound records. Notice you don't ever hear women who regularly go to the gym complain about low sex drive or mental health just saying, uh-oh.
Nope.
I don't get people who is fit advocating for someone who isn't fit and out of shape. I'm like, why are you fit and not fat? It's like an oxymoron. Shit is crazy, man. A woman who's 200 pounds... definitely needs to be at least 6 feet and work out. I agree. He said, Dex, he Marty, you was training Pinky. I wasn't training Pinky, but Shorty was built like Pinky. I'm just going to leave it at that. No cap.
Stop the cap.
Okay. I could go in, but like I said, I don't want people to figure out. Because if I say something, they're going to be like, oh, you talking about. I ain't going to do that today. I ain't going to do that today. Definitely black women. Angel Reese some shit. They're going to say you hate black women if you say Angel Reese trash. If you say Caitlin Clark better than Angel Reese, they call you a racist. And say you hate black women.
Nope.
I'm killing y'all, man. Hit the like button. All right, we got this girl here. She's actually defending being 200 pounds and offering a different perspective. And she's got like 500 something K TikTok followers, but she is a, I forgot what she has a degree in, but she's a certified coach. So let's see what she has to say.
You all have conditioned yourselves to believe that bodybuilders that are in prep or fitness influencers, whose job is to keep a phenomenal physique, by the way, y'all are conditioning yourselves to think that's normal. It's not.
This is valid.
It's normal to have abs, go to the gym several times a week, revolve your entire life around the gym, look shredded all the time.
You've built your algorithm to scroll amongst less than 1% of the population who's really jacked and shredded. People in the normal, like the average of the bell curve, don't look like that. So she stop to get to fucking it. Comparing yourself to fitness influencers and creators whose valid. Job is to look that good. But if I sat here and told you what I look like on stage and what I look like now, and you thought this was objectively healthier because I'm a little bit more shredded, what if I told you I had no period? What if I told you my hormones and my lab work came back really bad after my first show? What if I told you that maintaining that was extremely unhealthy? And right now at 210, I am the healthiest,
most athletic, most powerful, the strongest I've ever been. Hormonally, all of my markers are the best they've ever been. But some of y'all will think I let myself go, and that's a you.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I agree or disagree with that. I mean, it sounds great. 210 is a lot of weight. I wonder how tall she is. I think, you know, if she, even if she was 180, 190, like, I don't see how that wouldn't be healthier than her at 210. Maybe she might not be as strong, but you could still be strong as an ox at a lighter weight. You still can be athletic. You still can have all those things she just mentioned. 210 is crazy. I'm not rocking with that shit.
Problem, because you've brainwashed yourself to think that a fit body cannot look like this. That a fit...
You can be fit, but that's a lot of body fat, man.
Body cannot look like anything other than someone who's in prep or just outside of prep.
Nah, prep is crazy. Bodybuilder prep, we ain't talking about
body
that.
Body that you can healthily maintain is your healthiest body.
And I do agree with that. A body you can healthily maintain is definitely your healthiest body. So you got the, you got fit girls, like small fit girls, like the ones I showed you in the previous post, telling you to stay 200. But then you got people like hers telling you to stay 200 as well. I'm just offering my opinion. I think it's better to get that weight up off you. Speaking for myself personally, I'm not a woman, but I feel better when I'm you know, around 195 to 198. When I'm below 200, I could get to 205, I could get to 210, but I don't feel my best there. So that's just, that's just me. So I don't know. Women, if you, I feel like I'm right on this one, and I've been around enough women to know that. I done had women come in as 225, and now they're down. You know, now they're 180. They done lost 40 pounds. They feel a hell of a lot better, and they're stronger, and they're faster, and they look fucking better. So, I've trained more women than men, so I kind of do got to say on this topic, but 210 is crazy. I'm sorry, ladies. I don't care how tall she is, 210 is crazy. And you know what else is crazy? The fact that I'm killing y'all on this podcast the way I am on this good Sunday. He said, Angel Reese some shit. All Reese do is catch her on rebounds. She probably 5'9". She could be 5'9". Her name is Beefcake, pause, Beefcake Brino on TikTok.
What?
Crazy name, I know. But yeah, Beefcake Brino on TikTok. She voted for Kamala and went to the polls holding hands with her gender-neutral partner. How you know? She could have voted for Trump.
I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
She could have voted for Trump.
Look at the muscles of this guy.
There's a difference between being super lean for a show and being at a healthy weight. Facts. 210 for a woman at 5'4 is risky. You didn't have your menses, I guess her menstrual, because your fat was way too low because hormonal issues. Yeah, not having your cycle is absolutely insane. I don't recommend anybody do a bodybuilding show, but if you want to do it, go ahead. I support it. I'm never going to tell someone that they should compete because I've seen what women go through when they compete. I'd never tell a woman to do that. But that's just that was, she went from one extreme to the next extreme. You know what I'm saying? She didn't go in between at all. Pause. No ditty.
No ditty. You know.
Wicked Scorpion down horrendous. Wicked Scorpion, like, hey, who is that, man? Let me. You know, Wicked Scorpion on his phone now on TikTok. Beefcake Brina. Let me follow her. Follow. Send her a DM too asking, yeah, so you're 210, huh? That's my speed. that's my speed, bro. Angel Angel Reese is the WNBA version of Draymond Green. So hold up, Seth. Is she closer to Draymond Green or is she closer to Dennis Rodman? Because I'm hearing both, and both are valid. I haven't made a decision yet. it's a good case for either one. These people are addicted to food and too lazy to change. Everything else is cope. I think it's cope as well. She foul, fight, and throw up bricks. Bodybuilders are the weirdest, most moronic type of fitness people. Then after that, powerlifters with strongmen. Now, I agree with that. I definitely agree. Man, I can't even tell this story, but definitely. Well, I told y'all a story a while ago about a weird bodybuilder in the gym. and some weird shit happened the other day. Them motherfuckers be weird as fuck. Seth, don't disrespect Draymond Green like that. She more Dennis Rodman, Dollar General brand. All right, man, before we get out of here, we got two videos. We just going to comment surf. We going to look at ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We going to look at black people. It's comment surfing and hyping up these big back women.
Big back activity.
Draymond. All right, we talk about it at the end. Let me get through these videos, and then we can talk about it at the end. It's a good combo. So let's check out ninjas in these comment section of this big back right here.
Big back activity.
1 second while I pull it up. Here we go. All right, let's see what we got. I'ma just leave this. Her caption says, "Oh, and move your kids too." But you see her dancing. Her caption says, "I'ma just leave this here. I've been a dance hall queen all my life. Anytime y'all ready. Lucky I wasn't even trying hard to shake it to the max."
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's getting crazy out here, man. Let's look in the comments. Fire. Yes, girl. You shape good, though. Oh, yes, girl. God, the booty jar was empty when I got there, and I found who took more than one share of booty. Girl, love it. Wow, so active. Absolutely gorgeous. Love you, babe. No. Take care of your health. She got one. Take care of your health. Did she respond to that? She says, "So your opinion isn't my reality. Last time I checked, dancing was called cardio because it burns calories. Have a great day and good luck on your PhD." Oh, brother. You don't need much energy to shake it. Skin clean. She don't know you the goat. Perfect. Somebody said perfect with the hearts. That's crazy. Y'all ninjas are crazy. Love it, beautiful. Don't mind the negative comments. Lovely. Hard eyes. Thirsty ninjas. You look so good. I want you, my love. Mm. But black men don't encourage this shit. Listen, I'm not going to say something without the receipts. I only talk about what I know. It's crazy. Ew, what the fuck? What in a sweaty chunk funk and lingerie is that? Spider-Man would get close enough to get pink eye. He probably would. I'm Jamaican and I'm offended. Dance hall queens do not look like this. They do not look like that at all. That type of black woman think every muscular black guy like me, Chris, and Tune wants her big ass. Make it make sense. Auntie really think ninjas want them old biscuits. How long do you have to twerk to burn a meaningful amount of calories? Great question. Might got to chat GPT that. Ain't nothing like an old thought. Hey, yo, I'd rather be celibate. And if you thought that was just fake, she got another one. We're going to look at this one and get up out of here, man. If you thought that was crazy, she got another one. So you see her doing the same thing. Hard eyes with the peach emoji with the kiss emoji. Work it, mama. That stand-up motion is fire. Fire. Big machine. Hard eyes. Fire, fire. All ninjas, too. Good morning. Anthony Anderson saying, damn. Drooling emojis. So this is actually what you do with your time. I shouldn't have bothered replying or viewing either. I guess somebody was arguing with her. Get it. I'm trying to figure out where you hiding all that at. Damn. Hey, perfect. She gorgeous. You see the ninjas hyping it up. So she doesn't stand a chance. She's only going to get bigger. That shit is sad. And that's our community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yuck. You and Hawkins was in her comments. Y'all just deleted them. Yeah. Yeah, all right. People that big don't live past 50. They don't. Wicked Scorpio gonna ask for her profile. Y'all funny as shit, man. Hey, man. Fire episode on the Less Bunches More Crunches podcast, man. It's the zoo giving free hippo rides. That's crazy. Such a productive member of society. Hey, listen, man. Anyway, man, like I said, fire episode. Appreciate y'all. Hope y'all enjoying y'all Memorial Day weekend. You know, had some fun. Don't big back too much.
Big back activity.
Don't drink too much. And listen, go ahead and follow my social media down there at the bottom. C Marty Fit on Instagram. C Marty Fit on TikTok. C Marty Fit on X. C Marty Fit on YouTube right here where you're watching. And subscribe to the page, share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Cop a shirt. The link is right below this video if you want one. And those of you that order shirts, your order's going out this week. And anything else before I get up out of here? Nope. You know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We back here again Wednesday evening. Appreciate y'all. Hit that like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Love y'all. Catch y'all Wednesday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.